USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today could have been tense, but a shutdown will be averted. President Trump to sign a bill in the Rose Garden in just a few hours that will keep the federal government open. And right after he signs that bill, he plans to declare a national emergency along the U.S. southern border so as to get the wall funding he wants that this funding bill does not contain. Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe claims justice officials were discussing whether the vice president and cabinet could push for the removal of President Trump from office under the 25th Amendment. Vice President Mike Pence disputes the idea.
I never heard of any discussion of the 25th Amendment, and frankly, I find any suggestion of it to be absurd.
McCabe had made his claims in an interview with CBS coming ahead of the release of his new book about the Trump administration. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment, like the rowing machine? I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
The lawyer known for representing adult star Stormy Daniels is now going after rapper R. Kelly. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
There's a reported video showing him having sex with a minor. Attorney Michael Avenatti says he turned over a 45-minute tape to Chicago authorities. An attorney for Kelly disputes the claims. He says law enforcement hasn't contacted them, and he says his client is entitled to a presumption of innocence.
Facebook is reportedly negotiating a settlement with the Federal Trade Commission that would include a multi-billion-dollar fine. Reports are the settlement deals with Facebook's privacy practices. Sources familiar with the matter say the two sides are still trying to hammer out details on that fine. Some leading economists say the chance of a U.S. recession this year is rising. A poll finds one in four economists sees a recession in the next 12 months. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
After James Comey was fired, former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe told CBS he moved quickly to protect the investigation into possible Trump campaign collusion with Russia.
I was very concerned that I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion. That were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed or vanish in the night without a trace.
A large pizza chain has overcharged thousands of customers. USA's Chris Barnes delivers the details.
Even the Donald doesn't want to pay much for pizza.
Mr. Trump, here you go, three medium pizzas, $5 each.
I'll counter that offer. You give me those three pizzas, only I'll give you just $5 a piece.
But a glitch with the payment processing system at Domino's Pizza last Friday ended up overcharging customers around the nation by thousands of dollars. One family in North Carolina charged over $1,800 for what should have been an $18 order. In Houston, a customer charged $1,600. The error affected some 2,500 customers. The money is being refunded, but the Better Business Bureau is recommending notifying your bank and credit card company immediately if you are one of those customers. And Domino says it's sorry. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.